The city of Lowell has one of the largest Cambodian populations in the U.S., but the city's biggest theater company has not staged a play by a Cambodian author in more than a decade. It turns out changing that has been harder than expected. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
When Sean Daniels started his job at the Merrimack Repertory Theater 2.5 years ago, he set what seemed like a realistic priority. As artistic director, he wanted to stage a work by a Cambodian playwright. 2010 census data shows more than 12% of Lowell's population is Cambodian. A lot of people estimate it's more like 25% because of underreporting. Either way, Daniels says theater should mirror its community.
And just to be honest, for the last 15, 18 years, we have not done that. We have not been truly reflective of where we live. And so my first step is to be able to really say, like, anybody can come and be a part of it and anybody can see themselves on stage.
So the director went on a quest to find a playwright, but he ran into a problem.
There are plays about Cambodia, but not written by actual Cambodians. And I think for this community, a level of authenticity is actually really important.
Eventually, Daniels traveled to New York for a reading of a play in progress, a work by Vichat Cham, a young Cambodian-American writer and actor. Turns out the playwright had been scoping out Lowell, too.
This theater specifically, because I knew that it had such a large population of Cambodians, and I wanted to engage with this community in some way.
The writer and the theater joined forces to develop Cham's one-person play. Now Kunyum is having its world premiere run at the Merrimack Rep. For the first time, the recorded message that greets the audience before each show is bilingual, in English first, then Khmer. The Cambodian language plays a big role in Cham's autobiographical work. His parents, who he portrays, are main characters, too. They survived the Khmer Rouge genocide in the 1970s, escaped as refugees, and ultimately settled in the U.S., where they still live. Cham says stories like theirs from that violent chapter of history are little known in America, sometimes even to their own children.
I grew up in Dallas, Texas, so I was like, well, there's no one who looks like me, so I'm just going to be an American. And I think that it took me some years growing up to sort of reflect on what my parents have been through and then what they sacrificed for me to really engage with that history.
Cham wanted to honor his parents while exploring his own origin and conflicted identity as a Cambodian American. He does that through his stage persona, a character he named Guy. Guy works the front desk night shift at a boutique hotel in New York. He wears a tidy button-up vest with a name tag and drinks lots of coffee. Like Cham, Guy is a writer.
You have to write the great Cambodian American opus in order to capture the entire and total and absolute experience of the Cambodian people. And it will be the Cambodian people's Rapes of Wrath, and canonized as recommended reading for adults and children of the like. And then people will finally be able to locate Cambodia on a map.
He's read the John Steinbecks and the J.D. Salingers, and he's read all those great American novels. And I think he's trying to write his own version of that, but for the Cambodian people.
Millions of Cambodian people were murdered by Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge between 1975 and 1979. Cham's character Guy reflects on the role American politics and the Vietnam War played in the rise of that brutal regime.
And knowing that those things are so intertwined, and knowing that the reason why he is here in the first place is because of a genocide, I think he is trying to find a way to say, but what is my experience in America? And is my experience as American as the next person's?
Sounds serious, and it is. But Cham's play is also laced with poetic reveries and humor. His character dreams of traveling to his parents' homeland.
It's like, I'm Cambodia. And I'm like, what? And it's like, yo, I'm Cambodia. And I'm like, yo, what? And then from the corner of my eye, stray kids appear everywhere.
Cham's goal is for his play to resonate with Cambodian people in Lowell.
I hope it reflects their experiences as being immigrants and refugees in this country.
After the performance, audience member Soben Pin was clearly moved.
I'm speechless.
Pin co-founded and runs the Khmer Post USA, a bi-weekly Cambodian newspaper in Lowell.
This is life, life itself, what people gone through for generation, and this is just really heart-touching.
Pin says when she moved to Lowell, she was disappointed by the lack of arts and entertainment for her community. She's gratified to see the Merrimack Repertory Theater shift.
I'm just really thrilled that they made this huge change. And I think to have the first Cambodian playwright from New York to come here, it's just really mind-blowing.
Pin hopes Vichat Chum returns to Lowell after his debut wraps up. The playwright hopes if Kun Yum has a life after Lowell, that the actor who plays his character will be of Cambodian descent. That is, as Chum jokes in his script, if the theater can find one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.